This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to relax, refocus, and re-narrate. To begin, lie flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can see with the eyes of your heart. Take in a deep breath, sending the air deep into your belly. Maybe use your stomach muscles so you can make your belly rise just to help you bring the breath down into your belly with each intake of new breath. And let your out breath be longer than your in breath, focusing your mind on bringing relaxation to your body with each out breath. Maybe imagine your body being like an air mattress. As the air leaves the air mattress, it becomes softer. You're bringing that feeling to your whole body with each out breath. Muscles softening, tightness releasing, clenched muscles letting go with each out breath. Don't let your breathing become shallow. Take in deep breaths. And breathing out, emptying your lungs without pushing, you're just releasing air from your lungs with each out breath. Breathing in through your nose. And maybe breathing a sigh of relief with each out breath. Breathing out through your mouth. A sigh of letting go. Of holding yourself up. Each out breath is a new kind of letting go. Somewhere in your body, you can let go a little bit more of tightness and tension. And feeling that sense of letting go. Let go of holding yourself up. And feel the letting go with each out breath. Focus your mind on feeling that sensation of relaxation. Like when your body is cold, you feel the cold inside your body. And the sensation of relaxation is like that, except much more subtle. You have to focus your mind on it to feel it. But you can feel it if you pay attention to it. And feel all throughout your body. The mattress softening, the air mattress letting out air with each out breath that releases tightening all throughout your body, releases clenched muscles all throughout your body, clenched muscles in your face, your scalp, behind your eyes. Clenched muscles in your neck, your shoulders, clenched muscles in your arms, your legs. Tight muscles in your hips, your abdomen, your back. Breathing deeply. Breathing out, letting the air out through your mouth with a sigh of relief now and then. Signaling to your brain that you're in a good place. You're not in fight or flight. And you can feel the sense of anxiety releasing in your body and letting go. Maybe you weren't aware of it, the tightening, the clenched muscles, the tension. But now that you brought your mind to an awareness of it, you can let it go. You're breathing in a sense of quiet and breathing out tension, tightness. Let go of holding yourself up. Tightness and tension come into our bodies because we know everything is not great with the world. We're living inside a battle, one that we often can't see, that's in the spiritual realm. But it is affecting our lives every day, every moment, really. So the Bible says to resist the devil's schemes in your life, the slanderer's tactics and schemes and strategy to get you to doubt God, to get you to isolate yourself from others, to get you to become your own worst enemy. All that is done through a kind of slander, and particularly slandering whether or not you can trust God with your life, whether or not you can trust His will for you. So Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, to put on the full armor of God. That's an image of battle. A soldier, a Roman soldier, is what Paul has in mind, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And he mentions one of those in verse 17. He says, take the sword of the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Words that God has spoken through His Holy Spirit, inspiring the authors of the Bible. Words that Jesus said come from the mouth of God in Matthew 4:4. And this is what we're doing in each episode of this podcast, this Christian meditation. When you meditate on the promises, the truth, the spoken words of God, your soul is feeding on the Spirit of God, giving life to you. So Jesus says in John 6:63, the Spirit, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit gives life. Just imagine that image. The Spirit gives life. Right now, God's Spirit is giving life to you. Life to your soul, life to your whole self, to your body. Every cell in your body is being given its life by God's Spirit. Everything that has life is being given life by God's Spirit. And that includes you, every cell, every moment. God's Spirit is giving you your life. But Jesus is also saying more than that. Not just existence kind of life, but a kind of life that is elevated with a capital L. This kind of existence, not just to breathe, but this kind of glory, this kind of joy, this kind of exaltation. And so Jesus says the Spirit gives life. Then he says, the words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Words that God speaks are full of the Spirit of God and life. Full of life. Full of the Spirit of God, coming into your life through words that God has spoken. The Spirit gives life, he says, The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. So take in a deep breath, in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, use your biblically guided imagination to imagine this reality. God's Spirit giving life to every cell in your body right now. And the words of God being full of the Spirit and life. The words of God bringing life into you. The words of God bringing God's Spirit into you. God's life into you. The words I have spoken, Jesus says, they are full of the Spirit and life.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.